The Gemara Masechta Ervin, Daf Yud Aleph, teaches us both on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Tzuras HaPesach Sh'osim and Atzad, that if one created a Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad, which we will define in Mitzvah Shem in today's Shir, Layosa Klum, it's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to define a Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad. Actually, the opinion that is cited is the opinion of Rashi, which we will describe soon. But the Gemara, but first in our Shir, we're going to mention the other opinions of the Rishonim before we get to the opinion of Rashi, which we're going to spend most of the time on, given that that's the Halacha L'maisa. Rav Hai Goyim and the Rambam explain that the definition of Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is that it was not made in the middle of the wall, doesn't cover the entire opening. It only was made on a corner. And they say that since that's not the normal way where Tzuras HaPesach is created, that's not why it's not considered a Tzuras HaPesach. The reason that this pshat is such a good pshat is because it's very much in the words of the Gemara, Min Atzad, that it's on the side of the wall. However, as the Mefarshim point out, why is that not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach? If you'll have an opening, that you'll have a Rishus HaRabbi, not Rishus HaRabbi, but you'll have an area that you want to enclose that just has the opening on to the side of the area and doesn't have the entire side open, why would that not be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach? So the Aguda, in explaining the opinion of the Rambam and Rav Hai Goyim, says that there's a difference when you make an actual door or when you make it Tzuras HaPesach. And this goes back to an issue that we've discussed in previous shurim as well. Does a Tzuras HaPesach mean a door, or does a Tzuras HaPesach mean a new heter that Chazal allowed us to use in order to enclose an area? And the way that Gud is explaining the opinion of Rav Hai Goyim and the Rambam is clearly that there are two separate concepts. There's a concept of a Tzuras HaPesach, and there's a concept of a Pesach. And of course, if we're speaking strictly about a Pesach, then if the opening is only part of one side, and you make a doorway on that side, it would be perfectly fine. Here we're relying on the heter of Tzuras HaPesach, and Tzuras HaPesach comes with its very own rules. And one of the rules of the Tzuras HaPesach is that it can't be made Min Atzad. Adam Mefarshim explained that when the Rambam says that it was made Min Atzad, the Rambam doesn't mean that it's only one side of this enclosed area, that you only have to enclose part of it, and that the Rambam will hold that that is an issue. Because if that's all that you have to enclose, it's perfectly fine. What the Rambam means, according to those Mefarshim, is that we're speaking here about an area that the opening is on a corner, and it's on two sides of the enclosed area, which we've discussed already in the Gemara previously, that is in the category of a Keren Zavis. And in a Keren Zavis, everyone agrees you can't have a Pesach, and certainly you can't have a Tzuras HaPesach either. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel is that the Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad is that a mashkoif wasn't made on top of the Tzuras HaPesach. There are questions on the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat as well, because if the problem here is that there is no tikra, that there is no crossbeam, so the Gemara should not have called this a Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad. What the Gemara should have called it is the Leslei Tikra. Furthermore, We've already learned earlier in the Gemara that it wasn't a valid lesle tikra, maybe in the category of pischei shemoi. So that's already an invalid tzuras of Pesach for that reason. The Ravid learns that the tzuras of Pesach was put in a way that there are open areas on the both sides of the tzuras of Pesach, and since there are open areas on both sides of the tzuras of Pesach, we have the old issue that the Gemara discussed of Ose Avir the High Gisa, Vos Avir the High Gisa, Umavatala, and that's why it's an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. But as I said earlier, the accepted opinion is is also the opinion of most Rishonim, that a Tzuras HaPesach Menetzad is that the Tzuras HaPesach, that the upper beam was not put on the top of the two lechis, but rather it was put not all the way on top. And that's called Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. And the reason it's invalid, because a Tzuras HaPesach, as the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis clearly teaches us, has a very specific structure. The structure is Kana Mizeh, V'Kana Mizeh, V'Kana Al Gabeihem. We don't have here the Kana Al Gabeihem. We have the Kana Minatzad. It's not all the way on top. And therefore, it's an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. And in fact, that is the opinion cited in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, as the Shulchan Aruch begins with the words of the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph and the Beis, Mao Tzuras HaPesach, Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan, the Kana Al Gabeyem. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'mchiber hakana l'shnei hakana ha'elyoin l'shnei hakanam o l'echemhen menatzad loy mahani. So the Shulchan Aruch is very distinct in teaching us that the halacha is that the tzuras ha'pesach menatzad, that means it's not all the way on top, it's not valid. And as the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotan Samach Dalet teaches us, the Tzuras HaPesach that's not on top of the Konim is disqualified, because the halacha is for it to be a valid Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be on top of the two side posts, not on the side. But then the Mishnah Brura quotes the opinion of the Taz, which the Taz says a very bechiddush. The Taz says that even though Rashi teaches us that a Tzuras HaPesach, even though the Gemara teaches us that Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad is disqualified, and Rashi says that means if it's not on top, says the Taz that if the Tzuras HaPesach is not on top of the two konim, but it's in between the two konim, not all the way on the top, just it's all the way on the top, but not on top of the konim, it's resting between the two konim, all the way at the height, at the top part of those two karim, the Taz says a very bechiddush, that would also be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that everybody disagrees with the Taz, that, and he quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, Sifkotan Nun Aleph, a whole list of achroinim that disagree, and he says even according to Ritva, according to the Rishonim, the opinion of the Taz is incorrect, and therefore he strongly disagrees with the Taz. However, there are, I saw, a number of Achroinim that will agree with the Taz, and that they'll say that the Taz's opinion is correct, and that even if you don't have it all the way on the top, the halacha, even though you don't have it on top of the konim, you just have it all the way towards the top, that would be enough for it to be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Really, as I saw the and who are these achronim, just to quote them, Dorach HaShulchan, the Chazan Ish, the Divrei Malkiel, the Shals Tshuvas Har Tzvi, a very nice tshuva, and Chelik Arachaim, Chelik Beis, Sif Yudches, agree with the Taz. And in a moment, we'll explain why we could perhaps rely on this lenient opinion. The Mishnah Berurah has another chumrah that not everybody agrees with. The Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say the way you create the side post is that you make a indentation in that side post, and then you put the upper string into that indentation. So you don't have it on top of the corner. You have it in the corner. So he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says that that would also be an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. He only says that if there's a small indentation, that would be fine. Here too, I saw many Achroinim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah and say that that would be a valid Tzuras HaPesach. He does go on to say, the Mishnah Berurah, that if, and this is the common Tzuras HaPesach, that if we have side post and then we have a nail on top of the side post and we wrap the upper string, the corner around that nail, that would be a perfectly fine Tzuras HaPesach. He even goes on to say that, let's say I didn't put a nail into my Tzuras, into my corner on the side. I just wrap the string around the top of the side post to the degree that part of the string is above the side post and part of it is on the side post, because it has to have something to hold on to. That would also be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses, and we will discuss this issue perhaps in further shiurim, that if I have a valid Tzuras HaPesach, but to the side of the post that I have a valid Tzuras HaPesach, I put another side post, and to that side post I don't have a valid Tzuras HaPesach, would that be considered a kosher Tzuras HaPesach or not? He wants to say that it's probably, this is the way I understand the Mishnah Berurah, that it's probably a valid Tzuras HaPesach. But he says, since people won't understand, because people may not really recognize which is the Tzuras HaPesach I'm relying on, and which is the side post that I'm relying on, and which is the side post I'm not relying on, says the Mishnah Berurah, if possible, one should remove the side post that is not the side post being relied on, and not the side post on which you have the string on top, in order to prevent people from making the error and assuming that you could have a Tzuras HaPesach without the string on top of the Tzuras HaPesach. So in order to discuss this issue of the Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad, we actually have to take this a step further. And that is, there's a very fundamental question posed already by the Rishonim, I saw the Meiri raises this issue, and by the Achroinim, regarding this disqualification of a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. Is it an issue Midaraisa, or is it an issue Midrabbanan? Many Achroinim take the opinion that Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad is only an Issa Midrabbanan. And Midaraisa, it's certainly a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And they have, and the Karen Oira takes this approach here in our Sugya, and he has a very Gishmak Araya. Because our Gemara itself, here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says that it was a valid Tzuras HaPesach for Klayim, that you could plant on the two sides of this structure, it would be considered a valid Mechitza. Furthermore, it would be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach for Chiv Mezuzah. So we see from him that it is considered a valid entranceway. Chazal were machmer midrabbanon that it should not be used, but it's only an issue midrabbanon, not midaraisa. The masham in the Hagos is not necessarily agreeable to this. He says because the proba for tzuras haPesach for Shabbos and what is considered a valid tzuras haPesach for klayim, there are different concepts involved. By klayim, the operative concept is that it should look like two distinct areas. So the fact that the tzuras haPesach is on top or on the side is not really that much of a difference. However, for Hilchus Shabbos, tzuras haPesach has to have a certain tzura. It has to have a certain structure. And if it doesn't have that proper structure, it would not be considered a valid tzuras haPesach. I saw that the Shail Setshuvas Chesed Lavrom, and it's based on what we're learning here, says that when are we going to have to be stricter and say that a tzuras haPesach min atzad is disqualified, is in an area where the enclosure is by a mavi mefulish, where it's open from two sides. The requirement for tzuras haPesach is midaraisa, and that's where the halacha will be that a tzuras haPesach min atzad is disqualified. But let's say we'll have a mavli or rishus hayochid, which is enclosed by three walls, and we're only making the tzuras haPesach for the fourth wall. There the halacha would be by mavli sosum, for example, a tzuras haPesach min atzad would be valid. I also saw a chiddush from the Mechitz Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Simen Nuntes, where he quotes the Shoyle Meshiv. He says that if a Tzuras HaPesach was made to be an entranceway, and we have the Tzuras HaPesach and it's constructed in a way of Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, that's where the halacha would be that it's disqualified. But if it wasn't put that way, put there for that reason, it was put there for other reasons, not that that's the kind of door I'm trying to construct, there the halacha would be Tzuras HaPesach min atzad would be fine. So he says, therefore, regarding telephone poles or electric poles, if they aren't intended to be real doors, since they're not intended to be real doors, we could rely on a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. In other words, what the Mechitz Yitzchak is saying is that if it's a Tzuras HaPesach, if it's meant to be a door, so Chazal said the definition of a door is Kana al Gabehem. But if it's meant to be just a Tzuras HaPesach, and the Mechitz Yitzchak is saying a Chiddush, even if it wasn't constructed for that purpose, then the halacha would be that it's still considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach, even though it wasn't made specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach, as we discussed and will discuss. Telephone poles are not really made to be a Tzuras HaPesach. There's another Chiddush from the Shaul Setshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, where he says that in the times of Chazal, it wasn't common to construct a door in a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. And that's why it's not considered a valid entranceway. He says, however, nowadays where doors are made that way, so therefore it isn't an issue of Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, and it would be fine. So, to take this concept a step further, the Achrayim discuss Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch, as we're quoting, following that opinion, holds that the Tzuras HaPesach, the Kana al Gabeim, has to be on top of the side post. So some Achrayim want to suggest that when does that halacha apply? Only if the top post is not laying flat on top. It's laying in front of the Kana Mizeh and the Kana Mizeh. If it's laying in front, that's when the zalochet has to be on top. But if it's laying flat, then as long as it's on the top, even though it's not on top of the side post, it's just all the way on the top of the side post, that would be adequate. And that, perhaps, is exactly what the Taz means. The Taz is saying that if I'm putting the Tzuras HaPesach between the two side posts, all the way on top, not in front of them, but between them, that is enough to be considered kosher, even according to Rashi, even though they're not laying on top. But to try to understand all of these various opinions of the Rishonim and Achronim that we just cited, perhaps it all boils down to, how does the Tzuras HaPesach work? Does the Tzuras HaPesach work as a door? That's considered a door? And if it's considered a door, it's a valid enclosure? Or is there a new din of Tzuras HaPesach? And it could well be that both approaches are correct, and that there are really two types of Tzuras HaPesach. You could have a Tzuras HaPesach that works as a doorway, and you could have a Tzuras HaPesach that works with Hilchus Tzuras HaPesach. If you're going to want the Tzuras HaPesach to work as a doorway, so there the halacha is, it has to have indeed the rules of, it has to have the structure of a doorway. And the structure of a doorway is konimizeh, v'konimizeh, v'kon al gabeyim. And therefore, if it isn't that way, that would be a disqualified Tzuras HaPesach. If, on the other hand, we're going to want to work with the new halacha that Chazal established, that it's Tzuras HaPesach, that there's a new concept in halacha called Tzuras HaPesach, and that new concept called Tzuras HaPesach is considered a valid enclosure, then the halacha is, it doesn't have to look exactly like a doorway. And that's exactly what the Taz says. When you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's coming all the way up, that is enough to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach, even though doorways weren't constructed that way. And that's what the Menachos Yitzchak is saying as well. I'm using telephone poles. Telephone poles clearly aren't a doorway, but it's still considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach, because for the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach, it doesn't have to be an entranceway. So to review, of course, the proper way, the really proper way of making a Tzuras HaPesach is to have Kana Mezeh v'Kana Mezeh, and the upper Kana should be on top of the two side posts. But if they're not exactly on top of the two side posts, if they're right in middle on top, we have the opinion of the Taz that clearly would be lenient. We have the opinion of the Menachos Yitzchak that says that only by something constructed as a doorway we have that halacha, but where it's not made to be a doorway, we could be more lenient. We have the opinion of the Chelkas Yaakov that says the doorways nowadays are different than doorways in the times of Chazal, and therefore it could be valid. We have the opinion that we cited that this is only an issue of a derabbanon. Midaraisa, it's certainly a valid Tzuras HaPesach, the opinion of the Karen Oira, and really it's the Meiri as well. And then it also depends, as the Chesed Avraham teaches us, that we... depends what type of an area we're trying to enclose. If there are stronger enclosures on the other side, in other words, it's not mefulish, we could certainly rely on a Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad. And one more reason to be lenient is that, as we quoted at the beginning of our shiur, only Rashi considers this a disqualification. But as we quoted the opinion of Haigoin and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel and derive it, that they all have different interpretation of Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad. And according to their interpretation, this is not a disqualification at all. And probably the basis for their explanation, for their opinion, is because they hold that the definition of Tzuras HaPesach has nothing to do with the way an entranceway looks. And even though an entranceway is constructed typically with the Kon al Gabeyim, we're not talking about entranceways. This is a new halacha of Tzuras HaPesach. So we can't combine all of these opinions. And there's another opinion which we will cite in further shiurim. If we combine all of these opinions, perhaps we could be lenient even if it isn't all the way on top, but if it's at least very near the top, in between the two, it would also be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach.